My name is Richard Gott. I spent several weeks at various times in 1967 travelling around Bolivia in order to discover what was going on in the country at a time when Che Guevara was organising a guerrilla movement in the western part of the country. And I was in Valle Grande on the day that Guevara was killed, and in the course of the day, we were told by the military that he died of his wounds and his body would shortly be brought out from the guerrilla area where he had been captured and been held the previous night. And he was flown in at 5 o'clock in the evening as the sun was beginning to go down and the mist was coming up over the hills. There were only two people there who had known who Guevara was in real life. Myself, because I'd met Guevara in Havana 3 or 4 years before, and a CIA agent working for the Americans and working for the Bolivian military, who was himself a Cuban exile. And so, in a curious way, he and I were the only two people who were able to say, this is indeed Che Guevara. The military were very keen to prove that it was him, because until he was captured and until his body was shown, there had been considerable doubt even as to whether he was in Bolivia, whether he was actually there. It was completely uncertain. The following day, they cleaned up his body to make him more presentable. And when journalists were flown in from La Paz, his body was rather clean and beautiful, and the military had photographs which they put beside his head in order that people could see the absolutely close likeness. The use of photographs was absolutely central. If they hadn't had the photographs and the previous photographs of him, they wouldn't have been able to make an absolutely certain confirmation. The most significant of the photographs taken in the 2 days that he was on display to the press and to the villagers of Valle Grande, I think the most significant one and the most famous one has often been compared with Rembrandt's anatomy lesson, where the body of Guevara is lying on this laundry table. He's wearing trousers, he has no sandals on his feet, his upper torso is completely bare, and his head is slightly tilted forward, and his eyes are open. I think the fact that the eyes open on a dead body are always extraordinarily impressive. And he does look, and he did look at the time, alive. And I think, again, that's one of the things that makes the photograph so powerful. The extraordinary thing about this event is that for many people there, and indeed for myself, it seemed to be the end of the story. There had been various guerrilla movements that had arisen in Latin America since the Cuban Revolution, but this was the one that really mattered, because it employed the most significant guerrilla leader of the 20th century in Latin America. And here he was, lying dead on the slab, and completely obviously that day it seemed that this was the end of an era. But of course, such was the power of the photograph that it took off an entirely new life of its own and was then carried round the streets of Europe in the following year, in 1968, when the student rebellions took place. And suddenly this dead figure whose mission had failed suddenly became a cult figure of a new revolutionary movement of a kind that he could never remotely have envisaged, taking place far from Latin America and far from the country where he died.